Feedback is a powerful tool that can make or break an individual's growth and development. It can be a valuable gift that leads to success and well-being, but it can also be a dreaded message that is associated with negativity and criticism. The impact of feedback ultimately depends on how it is given, received, and acted upon. In this podcast, we're going to explore the art of giving and receiving effective feedback that can help individuals and organizations thrive. Welcome to the 90th Percentile, an unconventional leadership podcast by Zanger Folkman. Each week, using research from over 1.5 million global assessments of leaders, we analyze the latest leadership traits, trends, and what it really takes for leaders to get to the 90th percentile. I'm Brianna O'Corrin. Joining me today is renowned psychometrician who also happens to be my father, Joe Folk.
Oh, hi, Brie. It's good to be back talking about, well, really, this is one of my favorite topics because I've written 3 books about it.
It's true. Just when you think we've said everything there is to say about feedback, we're going to surprise you. We're going to pull out something new. It's literally the gift that keeps on giving.
So several common assumptions prevail about feedback in the workplace. One is that, the boss must give it. The second is that the person in authority will initiate it, including the time and place when it happens. The third is that this information will be highly beneficial and well accepted by the person receiving it.
Yes, those are a lot of common assumptions. I think people think, no news is good news, right? That's not what really happens, which is why there are so many books on feedback out there. It's a tough skill to master, the giving and the receiving. And we kind of want to talk about how we can flip it on its head. We can change it up from what we have commonly done in the past and what we should probably be doing in the future.
Yeah, some meta studies on feedback suggest that oftentimes it really doesn't work. It doesn't land and is only partially effective. While we have some data suggesting there are occasions when those traditional assumptions are warranted, there's far better way for it to happen. Powerful things happen if we scrap the belief that it is the manager's duty and responsibility and make it a two-way responsibility. If we replace the notion that feedback should always be given and substitute it with the belief that it is best when requested, more vital forces are unleashed.
I just want to stop and repeat what you just said because I think it is something that needs to really sink in. So, once again, we need to replace the notion that feedback should always be given and substitute it with this belief that it's best when it's requested on the other side. So what data do you have to back that up?
So I got to prove that, right? Okay. So we've done some research and we found that those prone to asking for feedback are perceived as much more effective than those who do not ask for feedback. Now, we've studied 4,213 people evaluated on a 360-degree assessment, and we found that those rated the lowest on their ability to ask for feedback, they were in the bottom 10%, had an overall effectiveness rating in the 26th percentile. Those who are most effective at asking for feedback, those rated in the top 10%, were rated by others at the 87th percentile. So that's 26th for those that don't ask, 87th for those that do ask.
Huge difference.
And, in this study, we had these ratings came from 9 people, direct reports, others, peers, and managers. So it's a very good study. But you can see that habit of asking for feedback has a tremendous influence on how you're perceived as a leader. It's it's kind of a magic formula. We also analyzed data by age groups, and it revealed that younger people were more likely to ask for feedback. We know that. And when you're new in the job, you tend to say, okay, I need some feedback. But as they age, people became less effective or less willing to ask for feedback.
So this is one way that we can try not to harp on Gen Z so much. There's so much out there just bagging on them, saying that they're not great employees and they complain too much and have such high expectations. But they do this skill very well. They ask for feedback. And there was a great HBR article I read about helping Gen Z find their place at work. And it reiterated, just like in our studies, that they really do prefer regular and timely feedback. And I think it's powerful about this research is that there's power in the initiation of that feedback coming from the other side, coming from you, you going to your boss, rather than just like, I expect my boss to constantly be telling me and helping me and, you know, doing these things for me, that you initiate it. And it builds trust between you and your boss and it creates a stronger relationship. And one thing I found really interesting that was offered in the article talking about feedback and how there, you know, needs to be this two-way flow. It's not just about advice giving, right? When you go to your boss, you say, what can I do better? And they give you advice. But that the boss asks questions that get you involved in the conversation. So here are three questions that they brought up that I thought were really meaningful that you could bring into a feedback conversation. First, what does success look like in this given situation? Next, what are you learning from this particular work stream or project? And third, what has been challenging for you on the team and what suggestions do you have for improving? And I thought those were great, kind of getting those to really think about that flow of back and forth within the feedback and having a good conversation. So what else did you find in our research then?
Well, we looked at another study of 2,503 managers and individual contributors with, again, 360 evaluations. And raters evaluated participants' effectiveness at taking the initiative to ask for feedback. And I love that initiative there, taking the initiative to ask for feedback. And So what we found was that ratings declined as leaders aged. So if we look at age groups at 25 to 35, their effectiveness at asking for feedback was at the 64th percentile. And if when they were 56 to 60, it was at the 43rd percentile. And it did pop up a little bit, 61 and older, to the 46th percentile, 3 points. So, but, you know, as people age, their effectiveness at asking for feedback declined. That's not a big surprise, but we discovered that some people, continue to ask for feedback throughout their careers. And so we looked at people in the top quartile at asking for feedback. And actually what we found there was people scored at the 80th percentile consistently throughout their career. Wow. So this simply has this enormous effect on a person's effectiveness. So we further analyzed the data to understand the additional benefits that come from asking for feedback. And we found a bunch of them.
Yeah, I always love, I'll call them, the add-ons. Like if you do this one thing, then you'll be surprised at all the other benefits you get from it as well. So today we will hopefully inspire you to become dedicated to asking for feedback more often. The first benefit that you will find is that those who ask for feedback show significantly more willingness to change. When people ask others for feedback, their desire to change increases and their mindset about the message they receive changes because that surprise factor is eliminated. They went after that feedback. It wasn't just like given to them and they were like, what? And it makes it so the resentment goes away. They're open to the message because they came asking for it, right?
Absolutely. And the second finding was that really related to that, that those who ask for feedback were significantly less defensive when they received it. Unsolicited feedback often provokes anger or hurt. This reaction can be called an amygdala hijack, which triggers the part of the brain that viscerally reacts to danger. I mean, it's the caveman part of the brain that imagines that a saber-toothed tiger is chasing them. And what happens is the blood drains out of your brain and into your muscles so you can run and fight the tiger, which makes it hard to think. So this emotional reaction is terrible, and it inhibits any probability of a hopeful outcome. Asking for feedback puts a person in the driver's seat when they feel more in control because they look and take the initiative to ask. Number three is those that ask for feedback are rated better at giving feedback. That's an interesting thing. The practice they get from asking for feedback or their signal to others about how much they value feedback makes them more effective.
I think that one is really great because it's just the more practice, the better. The next one, the benefit that you will receive is that those who ask for feedback give significantly more positive feedback and praise to others. I think we often forget the power of praise and what it does to lift and motivate us so much more than being constantly corrected or being critical over little tiny things. We need to train our eyes to see, our ears to hear the good, and especially ourselves to stop what we're doing and acknowledge the good things that you see people doing. Write that email, write that note, tell them in person, stop by the office, call them on the phone if they're remote. You know, let them know the good because it just does so much.
Yeah, so many leaders think it's their job to let people know if they make a mistake. You know, it's like, this is my responsibility. So they tend to be focused on what's wrong instead of what's right. And, you know, that positive feedback can really change. We found that people that were more likely to give positive feedback were rated as more effective at giving feedback, but also more effective as leaders. Number five is those who ask for feedback were rated significantly better at building others' self-esteem. Over time, those who consistently ask for feedback receive inputs that might help them to improve their interpersonal skills and their emotional intelligence. Exhibiting the courage to ask others for feedback also generates empathy and courage to recognize others. Number six is those that ask for feedback were more likely to give time and effort to helping others improve. You know, that's one of the things when you think about something you can be proud of in your life, helping others to develop a new skill, that's really a cool thing to do. Because they have benefited from others' feedback, they wanted to pay it forward and assist others in developing and improving.
And the seventh benefit was those who ask for feedback, no surprise, are more inspirational. The ability to deliver results is often developed early in a person's career. The consequence of that is that the majority of leaders are more skilled at producing results than they are at inspiring and motivating others. So if you want to be more inspiring, being effective at both skills creates the most effective managers and individual contributors.
The final thing was number eight, those who ask for feedback receive higher ratings in their overall leadership effectiveness, how they're perceived as a leader and their overall effectiveness as a person. Now, this is the cumulative effect of all the factors together. In conclusion, feedback is a powerful tool that can help you grow and improve in countless ways. But seeking out feedback regularly and acting upon it can help you gain valuable insights that allow you to refine your skills, enhance your relationships, and achieve greater success. And what's interesting, if you're a manager and you model this for people, it starts to change how organizations work. When you ask for feedback, others can model it and they see that, and that gives them the opportunity, or at least models it for people, that they'll start asking feedback. So don't be afraid to ask for feedback, and remember to approach it with an open mind and a willingness to learn. With a little effort and a lot of dedication, you can harness the power of feedback and unlock your full potential.
The 90th Percentile and Unconventional Leadership Podcast was produced by Zanger Folkman. At Zanger Folkman, we're passionate about empowering leaders and driving organizational success through our innovative leadership development programs, assessments, and coaching products. If you're eager to explore customized leadership training for your organization, feel free to reach out to us at info@zangerfolkman.com or simply click the link in our episode notes for more information. There, you'll also find the links to all the research featured in this episode. Your support has fueled our growth over these past few years, and we're thankful for your recommendations to all of your friends and coworkers. If you haven't yet, a positive review would mean the world to us. You can connect with us on our LinkedIn podcast page or suggest topics to us via info@zfco.com. Thanks again for listening to The 90th Percentile.